Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. Tonight we have with us Ms. Sonya McLeod, who is an alumni of Alcorn State University, National Alumni Association. Hello, Ms. McLeod, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Angela. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing fine. Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. This is my first time, so I'm a little nervous.
That's okay. That's understandable. The audience is going to love you.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't be nervous. Alcorn University is the topic today. Sonya, what year did you graduate? Are you an alumni of Alcorn University, which I've already said that you are, but confirm it, please.
Yes, I'm a graduate of Alcorn State University. I received my bachelor's degree in mass communications with a minor in English, and I also received my master's degree from Alcorn State University, school counseling. I graduated with my bachelor's degree in 1995. And I finished my master's degree in 1996. So, yes, I'm a proud alumnus of Alcorn State University.
Oh, okay. All right. Is Alcorn a historically black university?
Yes, Alcorn State University is a historical black university, HBCU. Alcorn was founded in 1871 and is the nation's first supported institution for higher education for African Americans. Alcorn is located in a small little rural area in Claiborne County, Mississippi. It's about 7 miles west of Lorman, Mississippi, 17 miles southwest of Port Gibson, and it sits between Vicksburg and Natchez, Mississippi. It's a beautiful campus, beautiful, beautiful place.
Okay. Do you know who is the president of Alcorn University currently?
Yes, our president is Dr. M. Christopher Brown. He's the president, and he's a young guy, vibrant guy, and he's doing such great things for the university. Oh, I also want to add about Alcorn State has a branch or campus location in Natchez, Mississippi. It has a School of Nursing as well as School of Business. And the university offers programs in leading to associate's degrees, bachelor's degrees, master's, and specialist degrees.
Okay. All right. All right. That's great. Listeners, I made an error on the Blog Talk Radio website. I said it was in Georgia. I apologize for that. Therefore, I don't know why I put Georgia. But I apologize to the listeners, and that was my error, and I apologize to Alcorn University and Ms. Sonya.
Well,
okay.
Angela, I know why you might have put Georgia, because we're hosting our 36th annual Midwinter Conference here in Georgia. So that might be the – yeah, so, you know, you were on point. We will be celebrating the great things of Alcorn State here in the city of Atlanta.
Okay. All right. So they're holding a conference. When is the registration and the time of the conference?
I can give you a little information. Okay. The 36th annual conference is being held here in Atlanta, February the 21st through the 24th, and it's being held at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, downtown Atlanta, on Peachtree Center Avenue, and we have an array of events going on. On Thursday night, we're having our Welcome to Atlanta get-together for all of our alumni, and then earlier that Thursday morning, we're doing a cultural tour, and our alumni people will be allowed to visit the MLK Center, go to the AU Center, and do all the great things, see the sights of Atlanta, Georgia. And that's going on Thursday. On Friday, we have a big luncheon, and that's where we will have our employees of Alcorn State University will give a speech about all the different things that's going on at Alcorn.
Okay, that is great. That is great. Can the general public attend this conference?
Yes, yes. But I want to give a little more of what's going on, too. Friday night, we will also have our comedy show. We have three great comedians. One is an Alconite, Marion Kendrick, and he's out in L.A. And we also have our DJ, who is K-Band, Charles Caveman Smith. He will be our DJ for that night. And so he's an alumnus of Alcorn. And then on Saturday, we have our Purple and Gold Gala. But, I want to go back to our big luncheon. Dr. Derek Greenfield, Alcorn Director of Diversity, will be our speaker for our gala. I mean, for our luncheon that Friday. I apologize for that.
Okay. Oh, it sounds wonderful. What are the dates for this conference?
Our conference will be everywhere the 21st through the 24th.
Okay. Also, you have a civil rights activist coming to be a guest speaker. I believe it's Ms. Merle Evers Williams. She is the widow of Megner Evers, the slain civil rights leader. She also spoke, I believe, led the prayer at President Obama's inauguration.
Oh, that is correct. We have the civil rights activist and author, Merle Evers Williams. She is the widow of the slain civil rights activist, Megner Evers, and she will be our keynote speaker for our Purple and Gold Gala. And we're so excited about that because this year marks the 50th anniversary of Megger Evers' death.
Oh, okay. All right. So does Alcorn University hold this conference every year?
Yes, we do. We do hold it every year. Like I said, this year will be the 36th, and next year will be held in Washington, D.C.
Oh, Washington, D.C. That sounds great. That sounds great. That sounds so great. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Ms. Sonia?
Well, I'd like to say that our chapter, Metro Alumni Chapter, is very excited about hosting this great event. It is an honor and as well as a privilege to do this for our university. And during this whole 4-day period, we've been talking about the affairs of the university. Alumni President Jane Stubbs will be there. Our President, Dr. Brown, will be there to give us information. All the alumni can find out all and ask questions of these great men. Anything we want to know about the university, we'll be going on those 4 days. And we also will have a memorial service on that Sunday. And we have a group called Crystal and Friends who will be there on Sunday. And for our gala entertainment will be a group from McDonough, Georgia, the Hilly Bonner Band. They're a great band. And so we're just so excited to host this great event.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. It sounds great. We're going to take a small break, and then we're going to come back, okay?
All right.
All right.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
At risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks. That will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at climb@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, we're back from paying those bills. Tonight, as I said earlier, we're interviewing and talking with Ms. Sonya McLeod, an alumni of Alcorn State University, who is holding their annual conference in Georgia. All right, Ms. Sonya.
Yes?
Hi. I know you can't stay on the show long. But I'd like to go ahead and ask you, is there anything else you would like to add to the show that was not covered?
Well, I'd like to say that the men of Kappa Alpha Psi, the Gamma Pi chapter, is also sponsoring a golf tournament, a scholarship golf tournament, on Friday, that 22nd. I think it starts at 8 o'clock. And this scholarship golf tournament will go, this money will go to the students of Alcorn State University. And it's a scholarship, they have an endowment for $10,000. And to help any student that is struggling at Alcorn State University, they get this money to this group. So we're just so excited. And so we have an array of great events, and we know that our Alconites will be proud, and everything is open to the public. If you go to our website, www.alcornatlantaalumni.org, and all the information about the Midwinter Conference will be on that site.
Okay. All right. I'd like to thank you. If there's nothing else you have to say.
That'll be on. Thank you so much for having me, Angela.
I'd like to thank you, Ms. Sonya McLeod. I'd also like to thank Mr. Williams for referring you to my show, and Ms. Quita During for allowing you to fill in for her.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for coming on Show Talk with Angela Bolton. You're welcome back at any time.
Oh, thank you so much, Angela. I enjoyed it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, listeners, we've had on the show Ms. Sonya McLeod. Like I was saying, she's an alumni of Alcorn State University. They're holding their annual conference, and the guest speaker is Ms. Merle Evers Williams. She led the prayer at President Barack Obama's inauguration this year. So I was pleased to have her on the show. Listeners, this is going to be a short show, but I'll come back with a longer show tomorrow. I really hope that you attend the Alcorn University events and things, since it's being held in Atlanta. So that's all I have to say tonight, and I thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Thank you very much. Good night.